there, and welcome to the Danny
and Rihanna Show. This is Danny Pena, Rihanna's husband.
And this is Rihanna Manuel Pena, Danny's wife. And before we get into today's video, which is going to be amazing, a quick little announcement that I'd like to make. I have officially launched my very own channel. So as if we weren't doing enough, I am also adding solo content creation to my plate. As many of you know, the show that I co-host along with Andrea and Brittany called What's Good Games is coming to an end. And so that means I have a little more time and bandwidth and room in my play schedule for solo creation. So I'm very excited to be launching that now. And you can check out videos, including behind the scenes from what we're going to talk about today, which Danny, let the people know what we're going to be getting into.
Yeah, we had a secret trip, actually. We went to the Grand Canyon. And the reason why we went there, because we got invited to an event of a Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024, which we also talked to the developers. We got some hands-on. And also, I can't believe I'm about to say this, we flew a jet. We flew a jet.
Like a when jet. I say flew a jet, not flew in a jet, not flew on a jet, we made the jet move.
Yeah.
I took off. Danny moved us around while we were over the Grand Canyon. It was insane.
One of my highlights of my life. Like it's something where I had no idea that was ever going to happen. Because the thing is, we found this out like super last minute too. During the event, there was like a raffle where there was like 25 people, but only a very, very small group of people got to try this out. And we were one of them. We got the opportunity. And yeah, when we got to see it, I'm like, oh man, this is the real deal. It's about to happen. Oh my God.
Yeah. So, and we'll probably start with the highlight and then maybe go back and talk about other stuff that happened throughout the weekend. But Danny and I flew a Vision jet from Cirrus. And let me tell you, this thing is incredible. It seats 7. We only had 4 people in there. And it's known for having like this very wide wingspan and really cool elaborate parachute if things go bad. Luckily, we didn't have to see that in real life. But the thing is absolutely beautiful. It was really easy to fly. And I got to say, Danny, after spending some time with the career mode in Flight Simulator 2024, learning the basics of how to operate a plane, like just like learning how to drive a car, I felt really prepared to actually take off in the Vision.
Nice job. Hold it right there. Push forward slightly.
Let go.
There you go. This is all you. Grab this gear handle, pull that out and up. Put your hand back on the throttle down here and just kind of hold us. This is you, man.
You are flying a jet, push forward just a little right there.
Oh, beautiful. You can start your left turn over towards that hill over there. See that hill over there? Look over there. Enjoy your view from it. Don't look inside. Look outside. Look how pretty the view is.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that cool?
Come on, pilot.
So you got this great bank. You're in about a 20-degree bank. This is beautiful right now. Just kind of going around this turn like this.
Yeah, that's good to hear because when I didn't take off. So that's all the professional Rihanna right here. But for me, you know, I took over during the middle of the flight. So we were flying over the Grand Canyon. By the way, it was bumpy. It was super bumpy.
So much turbulence.
It was a lot of turbulence. I mean, it wasn't like terrible turbulence, but it was something that we were not used to at a small, you know, flying a smaller jet. So, but yeah, like for me, you know, I've been playing Flight Sim from like 2020. I tried a PC and also console. And also we got the chance to play Flight Sim 2024 before our experience with the jet. And yeah, I knew a little bit about like stuff to do in the game. Of course, I'm more of a Xbox controller kind of guy. Like I know you use the official Flight Sim controllers. I couldn't do it at all. But going in, the pilot that was with us, he was telling us certain things to do. And I kind of like, it was like easy for me to understand. And it was because playing Flight Sim for like the past couple of years, you know, and Flight Sim 2020 was my first experience ever. And now I'm very excited to try out the Flight Sim 2024. And the reason is all the new stuff that they added in the game, new aircraft. Now you can land do photography, you know, take pictures of like animals. There's a lot of activities that you could do too. There's so many things that you could do in this game. Plus, the graphics looks even better than before, because now the issue that I had from the previous one, it was just like the file size, right? And now this one, they do everything through the cloud, and they're like super easy, very easy just like to play and control and everything. But yeah, playing that helped me so much to fly the plane, the jet, I mean. And it was a very cool experience. Very, very cool. How was your experience actually flying the jet for the first time? Because I know you were not like 100% like, I got this. You were nervous. I bet you were nervous. I was nervous for me.
The experience was surreal. I'll say I felt really good while we were on the ground. I got some help from our co-pilot to taxi because I wasn't so great at that part. But once we got on the stretch, I pushed the throttle forward. The plane was accelerating. I was waiting to hit 85 miles an hour so I could just pull back on that yoke and start taking off. That all felt great. Mm-hmm. Once we were in the air and our instructor started giving me directions on how to kind of like stabilize and like, okay, make sure you're checking this and look at that and hold this and you feel how this feels heavier now and all this stuff. That's when I started getting overwhelmed by the number of things I could be doing wrong. And I started to feel a little bit of panic set in. And if you go check out the video that I put up on my channel of me in the cockpit flying, you'll see the moment the panic kind of hits my face when I'm saying like, and thankfully the co-pilot says, okay, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to hit that AP button and go into autopilot, which saved me a little bit of distress. Because it can be overwhelming for sure. And like one of the people who was in a plane with us, shout out to Sarah, like Sarah Daniels, she was saying most people don't fly a jet the first time they fly.
Not the first time.
That was pretty intense. And I gotta say, I felt really good doing the takeoff procedure. I had that one down. Like I nailed it. I even started to bank and we started to make our little left hand turn. Felt great. But then when we got into the point where I had to like keep everything steady, I got overwhelmed.
We're only 10 minutes out. We'll be back on the ground in about 10 minutes. So
nice.
How are you feeling up there? You're doing great.
This is a crazy view, by the way. Never in my life.
Never see another one never like this.
All right, Ree, is there anything from just the experience that we could talk about, like the flight, and we'll go from there too? Because I know we've been talking about it before. So
yeah, so let's get into it. We'll paint the picture because this was 2 days of like VIP treatment. That was really, really nice. So first off, shout out to my mom. Thanks for hanging out with baby V and allowing Danny and I to both go and experience this amazing opportunity. And again, thank you to Xbox for making this trip possible and sponsoring it. This was both Danny and my first time seeing the Grand Canyon. And the approach that the team took was to show us in person, on the ground, in the sim while playing flight simulator, and then in the air flying over it in real life. So having this experience to see, as Danny mentioned, the upgraded graphics, but not only that, like all of the additional technology behind 2024 was mind-blowing. So they have made so many updates to not only the planes that are in this, but they've added gliders, they've added different activities, which Danny has some fun responses from some of the devs on their favorite activities. But they literally had teams of people make phone calls to every single oil rig in the world to map them out and figure out where all the places helicopters could land. They went and figured out every single airport that accepts gliders. They actually went and found every single helipad that they could find through like satellite imagery. The team has gone through extensive research to make a digital twin of Earth in order to make all of the different environments and animal biomes and migration patterns and like everything in this game so that you can feel like you're truly learning how to fly whatever you want to fly in the world. It's down to the point where, as Danny said, in the photography mode, you can fly to a certain place in any continent, find animals that should be there for the right time of year, and go into photography mode and see photorealistic pictures of them. It is unreal the amount of information they've put into this game and the fidelity that they've achieved with all of the updated engine and information they've added. It's just mind-boggling. And when I asked the team, like, hey, what are some of the things that you're doing with this data, they've actually let us know they've been sharing it with different information organizations so that they can have this map of the globe that is more reflective of everything that you can do today. And who knows, like, what limitless potential that has. It's just really impressive. And it's so funny, they put all this together for a video game, but really, this could change the world.
Well, 100%. I think people are going to like this a lot. You know, I know there is different packages you could get. I know there's a standard edition, deluxe, premium deluxe, and aviator. So the standard edition is going to have 70 aircraft, 150 airports, and there's like a lot of other stuff in there. Upgraded airports is going to be 150 in total, of course. Now the deluxe is 80 aircraft and 155 airports, and then when you go to premium is 95 aircraft, 160 airports, and then the last one, aviator, 125 to 160 airports. There's a lot of other stuff in there, like upgraded aircraft, new features, all kinds of stuff. But I know they also showed us another one where it's like a bigger, this is like a premium package. They only made, I think, like, was it 5,000 or something like that, or less than that, mm-hmm. where it comes like with a plane. It's like a really cool stuff that you can have, like a little statue. You can have it at home and stuff, but it looks really, really cool. And I think there is like an exclusive content in there, only available on that one. That's not available on these packages right here too. But yeah, just overall, Ree, I think the one that I'm really, really excited to try out is the activities. You know, build up your career. Yeah. You get a license. You could do like a VIP charter service, or you could do like a search and rescue missions, which you could also see like oil rigs. It's going to be like boats everywhere in the game. Or maybe you're into like photography. Land somewhere around the world, you could discover like animals and like a bunch of other stuff that you couldn't really do during the last game, you know. So I think this is going to be really, really cool, man. Lots of things to do here, and especially you get together with like your community. That's the one thing that I love to do, because I did that last time, you know, traveling from LA to Dominican Republic, and just having this conversation with your community about planes, and just learning about the area while you travel. Like, I remember people were telling me, you know, look at my screen. They're like, what is that? Like a landmark that I've never heard of. They will go online and search on Google, and they'll send me links of like, oh, Danny, you just passed through this area. Or like weather. I know we interviewed York. He's the head of Microsoft Flight Simulator. He also was telling us that they added a lot of new things in weather, and one of them was a tornado, you know. So I think it's gonna be fun. They're
randomly generated in the game. They can't track tornadoes. They haven't gone that far with their predictive data.
Oh yeah,
but they can track storms in real time once they've been reported.
Yeah, I did a hurricane flying in Florida. I think it was like South Florida or something like that, and I went to the eye of the storm. But this time he was telling me, and well, he was telling us that this time the cloud and the sky is going to look even better, sharper, darker in certain areas. You're going to get to see like the shadow of the cloud. You couldn't really see that before. It was just a cloud, you know, because there was like a lot of colors missing in there. But I think the changes that they made is going to look like a lot better, real, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to check it out.
And I love something that York said in our interview with him as well, is he hopes that this title can make people more curious about the world. You know, like, you can fly over places where you would never, ever go. You can land there. You can get out and walk around. And, you know, I just highly encourage people to give it a shot. It will be in Game Pass, so you can, you know, have a certain amount of experience without paying any additional fee if you've already subscribed to that service. And they've been listening to the audience. Like, as Danny mentioned, they have a lot of new planes that they're adding. They've even worked with a very small team that has put some of the fan favorite planes and into the game, and just because they like them, just because they're cool and different. Some of them, there's only a few in the world, so there's no chance any pilot would ever get to really fly them. They can do that in Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024, and they know that people were asking for more gamification, like, what are some more things you can put in here? Now there's a challenge league where you can challenge your friends to see if they can land on this random helipad in the middle of an oil rig better than you can, and you got ranking systems every week, and, you know, there's just so much more to do. I love one of the devs mentioned, I think David said that his favorite activity is crop dusting. And you're like, really? Like, okay, why?
Yeah.
But when he explains it, he's like, because, you know, it's a small plane. You're not dealing with an airport. You're really just saying, like, how much load can this plane take? How straight can I fly and turn around and double back without wasting any additional gas? You know, how do I compensate for the weight that is changing throughout the flight, because I'm dumping all of, you know, these materials on my crops, so the plane's getting lighter. How do I accommodate for that? Like, it's a really cool technical challenge. And even if you're playing on controller, it's just so fun to see that they've made all of these activities thinking about people who want to, you know, challenge themselves or practice a skill or discover some new place, or, you know, even just doing like one thing I'm really excited for is the VIP escorts. Like, I want to land a helicopter at the top of, you know, a really fancy building and like see what they're going to do when they get out. Like, there's a Sims element to this. So it's just, it's so much game in a title that they don't call it game. They call it a sim. But it's really, really cool to see that there are a lot more things that many different people can enjoy, not just people who are serious aviation fans or pilots. Like, there's really something for everybody here. Even if you want to just go, you know, chill out in the mountains, and or if you want to do a challenge run and try to thread the needle of the Grand Canyon in a fighter jet, like, you can do all of it. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and we're going to, during our conversation, we're going to be showing pictures and also videos of like our experience, you know, not only with flying the jet, but also our experience going to the Grand Canyon. I think that was really cool experiencing that with you, because I've never been to the Grand Canyon. That was like my first time, but the view was just beautiful, Ree. I know you were a little bit scared.
It looks
you're
like super a scared. Well, there were some parts where we were, so we got, and Danny's mentioning, if you're listening to audio, please go check it out on Danny Arana YouTube. So we can see some of the footage, because it's absolutely gorgeous. We were given tours by native Navajo tribe members, which was incredible. And they took us around the Grand Canyon on Hummers. And there were some parts where people would get out and they would go take pictures, and they were standing so close to a dead drop. Like, it just it got my heart rate up. It made me very nervous, because like, some parts of it have rails, others don't. And you could fall. We all signed very intense waivers for this event. So, that was a little bit nerve-wracking, but it's absolutely beautiful out there. And the fact that it's federal protected land means that it'll be beautiful for a very long time, and generations to come will be able to see this and witness this majesty. And I think that's really special. And I think it's really cool how they've recreated all of this and more in Flight Simulator 2024. And it's a masterpiece. It really is something to marvel at.
Yeah, I know there was one part where I saw like a squirrel just right at
in real life
edge. In real life at the edge, just people, it was him by himself just there chilling, and everybody was like, oh, we gotta take pictures, it's like a very cool view. So I'm gonna show it only here in the Danny Arana show. Make sure to check it out on YouTube. But that picture was like my first try, and it looked perfect. He was just staring. Yeah,
the squirrel looks enormous. It's like a bear.
And then after a while, he was like, there's so many people here. And he left. But I'm glad I took that picture at the moment when I had the time. And also he wasn't there. Like, he wasn't moving, you know, that type of thing. So, but Ree, it was a very awesome experience. I think that's something that years from now, we're going to be talking about it. Like,
It's coolest Tuesday ever.
Oh, it was really cool. And the thing is, we couldn't say anything. Like, we didn't even post where we were at. Yeah. I had my location off. So every time I would post on like on social media, it looked like I was just home, you know, talking about the debates and all this stuff. But that's about it. Like I was like, we can't say anything. So, but I'm glad that we could finally talk about our experience. You know, shout out to the pilot. I can't remember his name. But him and the team was the one that really got us comfortable to sit, you know, and give us like instructions on what to do with the jet.
Yeah.
And also the whole series team. I know there was PR from the series team there too, just checking us out. And I just love like the way the color of the jet was really cool. It was like a navy blue.
Yeah, really had sharp. They put the Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024 decal on it.
Yo, so it was cool. It looked really cool, right? It was mm-hmm. like, I was like, oh man, this is legit. And look, I know I asked this question because I was just curious. For those who don't know, the price of just the jet alone, just like say you want to buy it, like you're curious. Like I was like, man, I wanna if I had the money, I would buy this. Private jet. It costs $3.77 million just to own that jet. And I think they were saying there's only like a couple years old, like maybe 2 years old or something like that, or a year old.
The newest model.
The newest model. And this legit. If you look it up online, there's like different other pilots have been flying across the country. It looks really, really cool. So check it out. And that's it for me. Anything else from you, Ree?
No, just keep an eye on my socials. And again, I've launched a new channel at The Rihanna MP. That's TheRiannaMP. I will be posting both my takeoff experience on my YouTube and then also on socials. I'll be sharing a little bit more about what it was like to have that whole weekend. We're talking with the devs and, you know, getting like a car service and the drinks and the presentation. It was all so well organized and so welcoming. And once again, thank you to Team Xbox for sponsoring this trip. It was unforgettable.
Yeah, it was great. And to make sure also to check out my content, because my video you will see me flying the jet like this, the middle of the flight, and also talk about my experience. And also Rihanna and I for Gamer Tag Radio, we interviewed the whole dev team about
flight simulator. If you want to get nerdy about it, like definitely check out those dev interviews. They gave us a lot of really cool information about it.
Must listen, must watch. It's a great conversation. It's actually an hour and 15 minutes long because Rihanna and I, we talked about just their experience hands-on, what we think about the game, etc., and then the interviews that we did with the team. So, all right, guys, we're going to be out here. So until next time, we're out. Take care.
Bye.